Are you no good at maths? Well, don't worry, because there may be a word for what you have, and it's not thickness, it's dyscalculia. We've known about it for some time, I suppose, or those in the academic community, but Professor Brian Butterworth from University College London has written a piece for the journal Science, in which he says it should be taken much more seriously than it is. And we're also joined by Marcus de Soto of Oxford University, both on the line now. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the point you're making, Brian Butterworth?
We're making the point that many children, and indeed adults, who can't do arithmetic or find it really, really a struggle, are classified as stupid, as you said. And maybe they're not stupid, they just have this very selective disability in numbers and arithmetic.
And you're not talking about people who just, you know, take a bit of time to add things up. You're talking about people who really just don't see numbers at all.
I mean, sometimes it's called number blindness. It's not they literally don't see numbers. It's when they see them, they don't recognize them, don't recognize their meaning. But there is a difference between just being bad at maths and having dyscalculia. I mean, there are three tests, really. There's a behavioral test. So even something like how many dots are there in a display, they're worse at, slower at, less accurate at than typically developing people. There's also a neural signature of this condition. We now know from research in the last few years that the structure and functioning of the brain in the critical areas is different in dyscalculics. We also know that it seems to run in families, not in every case, but in many cases, rather like dyslexia does.
Mm. Marcus, you convinced?
Well, I certainly recognise that there's something called dyscalculia, but my fear is that many people who now say to me, oh, I'm rubbish at maths, are now going to say, oh, I'm dyscalculic, when in fact they're not. I mean, I think there are many people who have a psychological barrier with maths, maybe through bad teaching in the past, or just a general attitude in the public towards maths, that they very quickly will say, I'm bad at maths. And in fact, they have a well-equipped brain to do maths, and it's a psychological thing. And they're now going to say, they've now got a name that they can call it, and many of the people will say they're dyscalculic when in fact they're not.
Brian Butterworth?
I think there's a risk that that might happen in the same way that some people wanted to get themselves diagnosed as dyslexic when really the problem was they hadn't been taught to read properly. But I think that the critical tests can distinguish those who are just rubbish at maths because they hadn't been taught properly, of course they've got maths anxiety, and those who really have this condition.
Mm. And the important thing...
I would also stress that we should make a difference here, I think, between mathematics and arithmetic, because I think there are many people in my department who probably are dyscalculic, but who are fantastic mathematicians. They're good at logical thinking, they're good at geometry, they're just rubbish, actually, at numbers, because they mostly put X's and Y's where there are normally numbers. So I'd be interested whether Brian Butterworth has picked up the fact that dyscalculics are still good at other areas of mathematics.
Brian Butterworth?
I've only talked about numbers and arithmetic. I haven't talked about other areas of mathematics, and I know that many of the people that we've tested are actually good at other branches of mathematics. The problem is that the curriculum in schools is structured in such a way that you don't get onto the stuff you might be good at until you've really managed to master your times table and doing long division. So I think that people who do suffer from this condition ought to have a go at other branches of mathematics, just as Marcus said.
And also, they ought to have special help in school, and that's the point you're making, isn't it? The kind of help that is available for people who are dyslexic now.
Exactly. They need to have special help. And in fact, one of the ways in which they can be helped is with some new developments in software, which will allow them to have supported practice outside the classroom. And I think one of the problems is that if you're maths averse, perhaps because you're dyscalculic or not very good at it, you don't get as much practice at doing the numbers as people who are typically developing. So if you can use software to practice your number skills, then I think that would help a lot.
And the wider point in just a sentence or two, Marcus de Soto, it's so important. Numeracy is so important, and not being frightened of trying to become able with numbers is important.
Absolutely. I mean, the world is a scientific, mathematical place, and we put our lives at these numbers. I mean, I'm actually today filming something for the BBC where I'm putting, we got a ball.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see it on the BBC.